Hey, what's up? It's John Kizzy. You know who is he, aka Philly G, because they know who I be. And I'm here with DJ Laton.
I'm back.
And hey, we started a podcast. You're supposed to say shebang bang.
Shebang bang.
What's we talked that? About. Oh yeah, you forget everything from that night.
I gotta rewatch that episode. You know,
which one? the drinking one.
The drinking one.
The one afterwards.
I rewatched both. Really. I didn't really take it in. How I should have taken it in more.
It was interesting watching and editing it. I had to edit some stuff out.
You had to take some stuff out? Something like what we said or like just
both.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
okay.
I bleeped out something that someone said.
Oh, okay.
People went too crazy. But
I don't even remember. Was it me?
That's good.
This guy. He didn't want to say who it was, man.
The three of us there, you trying to make me a rat. If I just, say yeah. Wasn't you.
Rat Tyrone, no. It's Tyrone. It was Tyrone. Tyrone was you.
I ain't say nothing.
Tyrone had to defend himself, so.
This ain't Texas. Yeah, we're here with episode 66, I think. Gonna have to bear with us. I left my notes at home. So I'm going to be looking at my phone and freestyling the rest of this. Actually, when the podcast, people on Spotify don't know. Oh, actually, they got video on Spotify now, so they could see me looking at my phone.
See, looking at your phone, man.
Yeah. But
I'm sure they care so much about you.
Well, since the song's in my head, actually, before we get to Beyonce, I wanted to cover some of the stuff that we covered last week, but you weren't here to give your take on it.
Right.
Start with Yeezy and Ty Dolla $ign's album. The one I don't know how to pronounce it.
Vultures.
Oh, Vultures one. Yeah, Vultures, but I mean, yeah. They're supposed to have a group.
Oh, their name.
Yeah, when I asked Spotify to play it, Alexa, she says, she does say it. She says like y'all or something like that. Y'all sign. I don't. She says it all messed up.
Really?
Yeah, it's weird.
I didn't even know they had like a. I mean, I know they had an official name, but I didn't know there was a pronunciation to that. I thought it was just like a symbol or something.
Yeah, like Prince?
Yeah, exactly. Like it's just like a little image there. My first take on the album is what's up with the freaking cover?
That's his wife.
Is it? Is it Kanye and his wife?
Yeah.
So tell me why the cover is Kanye and his wife, where and it's a Tim and Ty Dolla $ign album. Like that confuses the hell out of me. When I look at it, I was like, what's going on?
Because Kanye wants everyone in the world, especially Kim, to know that he passed her.
Okay.
And he upgraded.
And that explains a lot of this album.
Because Kim wasn't on no album cover, was she? She was in a video for him.
She's in the video, yeah. But Pound. Pound. She was in Pound.
That's when they're on the bike, right?
On the bike, yeah.
But she was never on an album cover.
Nope.
See?
No. So this is anyway, my take on this album is I didn't really like all the songs. Like, I shouldn't say I understood. It was Kanye, and like, you know, I could feel him in every like production of every like other song. I could feel Ty Dolla $ign too. Mm-hmm. I felt like Ty was focusing on the rapping and the song lyrics and maybe a little bit of the beat, but I feel like Kanye was involved heavily on the beats on this album. Like he was like heavily like, yo, we doing this weird stuff here, we doing this weird stuff here. I mean,
almost like it was a Kanye album.
Yeah.
Just with Dolla $ign on all of the songs.
That's all the songs, yeah. Like he wasn't like doing the rap on my beats. Like he gave him the beats to rap on. That's how it felt, but I probably didn't happen like that. He probably was involved. Mm-hmm. That's how it felt.
And it's the first of three. There's gonna be three of them.
Oh, is that the mission?
Yes.
I didn't know that.
The next one's coming out next month. And of all people, Timbaland said it's on its way. So I don't know if he's involved in it too. But yeah.
Kanye's trying to do something different.
Fully independent too.
He's trying to do something different. And like I think I heard you mention it, and I think he does seem lazy on the album. I don't know if you said that the exact words. But he's not trying as I feel like you're right. If you did it or not, he's not trying as hard as Ty Dolla $ign is trying on his album.
What I said is that like the weakest point of the album is Kanye's rapping.
Yeah.
The beats, I think, for the most part. There's some that have got that kind of a preachy feel to it that I'm not like, you know, with the...
Yeah.
There's three like that, I think. Not really feeling them. But all the other beats, I think, are fire.
Yeah.
And most of the guests, especially Freddie Gibbs, I think they all kill. But Kanye, I think, on a couple songs, like, his lyrics will still be, like, he says a little something. But just his delivery, it's like, yeah, I don't want to call him lazy because I don't know if he's deliberately doing it like this or what. But
yeah.
But his rapping is the lowest point of the album.
I agree. I like the production though, like especially in that song that seems to be the most popular. I don't know if it's the most popular, but I've seen it on top of a lot of lists on Spotify.
Which one?
The Carnival song.
Yeah, I like that song.
I like how they kind of hit the Mo Bamba in the back.
Yeah, and then it got this like this almost a Russian type of chanting when they say "girl, oh."
Yeah, it's like
it's
produced to play at a football game.
It's a stadium song.
It's a crowd song. Yes, and maybe that's what he wanted it for.
Smart.
That's how Kanye would actually do that. He would make a song for its place.
Yeah.
In our environment. Not really to be played in your room. Yeah. This is for like when we're on like it's a big stadium or whatever. This is this song. And that's how he deep think that. Anyway, I'm going really deep in this album, but
that's good. That's what we're here for.
It gives off he thought about a lot of the stuff, and one of my friends was talking about the album too, and I agree with him on this as well. Like he sounds like heartbroken because he keeps mentioning women and different I think it's the first couple of songs probably he's mentioning a lot of. Yeah, you would be, you know, like it's a lot of that.
Mm-hmm.
I kind of get the exact words, but it's like he's still heartbroken over Kim. That's what my friend is saying. It's like,
well, maybe he did publicly like fight,
to
try and get her back.
He did,
you know what I mean?
Yeah,
and it wasn't just for like a month. He almost spent a whole year trying to fight.
Yeah,
when she was like, "I'm out."
It was a,
and then had to see her prance around with. Fucking keep Pete Davidson,
yeah.
I don't know how that ugly guy gets all these girls. Like he is the rebound. He's Dennis Rodman out there. He's a rebound king. But
oh man,
yeah, he probably was heartbroken while he was writing it and stuff.
Yeah, that's how like I agree. It's a lot of that apparent in some of the songs.
Mm-hmm.
It's like why is he talking with this? Why you know? It's just like. Maybe he still is, and this is his way of expressing it, and et cetera.
And when he talks about it, you find that he's almost overcompensating.
Yeah.
Like trying to be like, no, I'm over this.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Hence the album cover.
Exactly. And I didn't even know that's what it was on the album cover. Now that you say that, it doubles down on that statement.
Yeah.
It's like he's really trying to convince everybody he's over this. But like it's like... And me, I'm just like, where's Ty Dolla $ign on this cover? Like, what's this about?
I know.
But obviously, he's just doubling down.
Maybe Ty will get the next album. That's why there's three.
This first one, I got to do something special.
I got to put my wife on there to show that I'm over my ex-wife, you know. Even though my new wife is a clone of, is like just a white clone of Kim. Like, if Basically. Kim was like, had no color in her background,
yeah,
this is who it would be.
Yeah,
that's good. Almost the same shape, like everything.
Kanye, man, but this album, I want to listen to it again. Actually, I probably listened to it about probably twice. But I want to listen to it again. I feel like this is where Kanye has me. He makes me feel like I'm missing something.
I feel like I'm missing
a piece here in this whole thing now. Everybody's seeing the different takes on it. Like, oh, am I missing something here?
Yeah, every time I listen to it, I pick up something different.
Yeah, see that?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to try to listen to it again.
Like, from now, I already got, like, I listen to it enough. I got my skips. Like the first two songs, even though the second one, I like some of the lyrics he says in it. But I usually skip the first two, and I think one, I forget, Beg for Forgiveness. Everything else I usually let play. Oh, no, and Hood Rat.
Yeah, Hood Rat. Oh, my God. That beat is annoying.
Yes. Yeah.
That beat, like, that one sticks out to me as annoying.
Yes, that's why I skipped that.
It's like, yo, Hood Rat.
I was like, oh, man.
Like, these dudes sit in the studio, and they was like, you know what?
I'm just gonna say
Hood Rat over this and rap at the same time. So it's like, it's like two things happening at the same time. You're listening to, like, you're trying to listen to some lyrics and Hood Rat.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't know.
Watch him make it become a hit. And people will be requesting that.
I like, what's that song called with Ty Dolla $ign mainly on? Is it Doing It or something? Being Doing It?
Yeah, where at the end they you can feel the sample of Back That Thing Up.
Yes.
I like that one.
That would be my top song right now. I guess I don't know why.
Another one is Burn.
Burn, like, yeah.
Yeah, I think we said it right. When I think about it, the best songs are the ones where it's more Ty than it is Kanye.
It's got it.
Where it's like the least you hear Kanye, the songs are better.
Words, yeah.
Except for My Back to Me. I love that song. That's the one where he says the beautiful.
Oh, Falling from the Sky. Yeah. Yes. See, that one, when I first heard it, I was like, yo, this is so off. Second time I listened to it, I was like, okay, it's not that bad.
Yeah, so that's the same thing to me. The first time I heard it, because he repeats it 100 times, like, this is stupid. Then Freddie Gibbs came on. I was like, okay, he's kind of dope.
Yeah.
Let's do it again. I was like, this beat's good too. The song is cool.
Kanye's like, got him.
Yeah.
Got him. This is what I planned. Keep listening.
Yeah. He has that. That's cool. Because there's a lot of songs, the more you listen to them, the least you like them.
Yeah.
Like, that happened with a bunch of albums last year, right? The more I heard it, like, because I'll never play Kid Cudi's album again.
I never listened to it.
You ain't missing nothing.
A lot of people said that. I never listened to the Travis Scott either.
I ain't listening to it ever again. Oh, that's one song called Why that I still like. But of a whole album, yeah. And now, by Kanye, it's like the more I listen to it, the more I actually save songs to my playlist. I favorited them.
Kanye got you, man.
Yeah, because he got me. He's still a couple songs I skip, but I'm listening. I'm looking forward to the next part.
The next one. I didn't know it was gonna be three parts.
Yeah,
I'm missing out on all the background stories.
Now, I don't know if it's gonna be like Beyonce's, where Beyonce is her three albums. Renaissance, the one that she put out, was her R&B. Then she's doing a country one, and she hasn't announced what the last one's going to be. Some people are thinking it's going to be rock, like, she's so different genre for each. I don't think Kanye and Yeezy are doing that, though.
I didn't know this is a thing, man. I didn't know this country album with Beyonce was a part of that Renaissance thing.
Yeah, it's part three. I'll get to that in a moment. I just wanted to say that Vultures 1, okay, that's why it's called Vultures 1, right?
Yeah.
Vultures 2 and then Vultures 3, most likely. It did 169 million on-demand streams in 1 week.
Yeah.
Which they say equates to around $892,000 of revenue.
Yeah.
Plus approximately $145,000 from actual sales. And that's crazy, and they're saying that's crazier because it says in a week, but remember, it wasn't even out for a full week because, unlike other albums that come out on Friday, this came out on Saturday, and then there was a time frame, temporary, it was just gone from the streams because he had a...
the sample thing, you were saying?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's with his, what's it called? Discrepancy, that's the word I'm looking for. Discrepancy with his distributor, so he just left him and went to a different distributor and got it put back up there. Kanye don't care, man. If he wants something to happen, it's going to happen.
He don't care, man.
And I like the album, so I'm glad it happened.
He don't care, man. He's at that level, man. He says something 1 year, comes back, apologizes, and goes back on a tear. It's like,
you don't even apologize no more. He explains himself.
He's like, yeah.
And if you don't like that, he just goes and does what he does.
Says, hey, I'm back.
Puts out, and then he puts out a slap, and you're like, well, I like that. That's crazy, too, is that, like, you do all these things so that the record labels don't want to mess with you because they distance yourself, and then you put out an album that is, it went to number one twice, because when it came down, something else went up, but then they put it back, it went back to number one. People thought that Yeet, I don't know who Yeet is.
Yeah. But
they thought that his album was going to be number one the second week. And sorry,
that Yeet guy, he was on Drake's album, but I never really listened to him like separate from, I know you got a, I think
same here.
He Drake is on one of his songs on his album. I didn't even listen to that.
I can't even I wouldn't be able to tell you what he sounded like
either.
I was surprised when I seen them talking about it that he looks like some white dude.
Oh, okay.
But couldn't even tell you. You could be sitting right there. I'd be like, don't know what he sound like,
you
but
he's supposed Yeet album?
To be, yeah, he's supposed to be dope. Whatever, man. So, that's your thoughts on Kanye?
Yeah,
Kanye and Ty Dolla $ign. I got to learn how to say the group name. But what about Usher? Did you check Usher's album?
I check Usher. Actually, I was just listening to that again. Actually, I like the Usher album.
I liked it a lot too.
It to me, I don't know how to say it. It was a good album, but like I don't know. I just feel I have mixed thoughts about it because I don't know if I always liked the pop Usher. I know some of it. I know it's not all pop. Like he has a lot of nice. I think at the end of the album, there's a lot of nice.
That was my favorite bag. Is at the end.
Yeah,
I like the end of the album better than the beginning.
The beginning of
like
it.
Like Usher is, when it comes to features, Usher's better as a feature on somebody else's song than when he has people
and
on
having
his.
People on his song.
He don't need them.
No.
But he goes and enhances other people's songs.
Yeah.
So it's like, except for the song with her, but she's her, right?
Yeah.
That was good. But the other guest appearances is like, they didn't take away, but they didn't add nothing.
Yeah.
So if they wasn't on that song and Usher just held it, I would have been just as fine, right?
Yeah.
That's why I like his solo stuff better.
Yeah, I thought it was a good album. It's overall, it's a good album. It just, is it calling me to say, oh yeah, the work is like crazy? No, it's not. Of course, good stands out because Tyrone probably put it in our head. And like, I mean, it is a good song. Like, it's still like, I think the best song on the album.
Really?
For me. I mean, you probably like some other songs there, but I still like Good is still like, I even like the first song with Burna Boy.
Yeah, that's dope.
I like that one too. It's a lot of good songs on there. Like and Usher, I think at this stage, an album like that, it's just Usher being Usher right now. Like he has, you don't even have to even say he's good or he's great. He's being Usher. Like he can do it. He can give you a full, he can give you a couple of, he can give you like 14, 15 songs and they be like, they're not trash.
Right.
Like he doesn't, well, I shouldn't say he doesn't, but I haven't heard trash from Usher in a long, like, I don't know. I can't say last Usher song I say was just trash.
Oh yeah.
Like he doesn't produce, like he doesn't just give you something.
The thing with Usher, right? Is that even if it's a song that we don't like by him, I think it's because it's not even that the song is bad.
No.
It's just that we have him at so high of a level.
Yeah.
That if he ain't at that level, we're just like, yeah, that song's okay.
So yeah, exactly.
Where if someone else put that out, we'd be like, oh, dude, could do that?
Yeah.
No, we expect more from Usher.
From Usher,
so
yeah.
When we see that.
Yeah,
because
exactly.
This is the reason why I forget what podcast it was on, but they were arguing. It was just a short or something I seen. They were arguing where this guy said people need to stop putting Chris Brown and Usher in the same thing. They're not in the same league. Usher's way above him.
Mm.
You should have his name in the same sentences Usher's in as Michael Jackson's and Whitney Houston's and all them, right? At first, I was like, I agreed with the Chris Brown part because Usher got 10 years on him. You got to put respect on that.
Yeah.
And his catalog is crazy, right?
Yeah.
They're not equals. This would be like saying, you know, Lil' Kim and friggin' Ice Spice should be in the same thing. They guess they're so far apart, even though they're at the top of their game right now. You know,
yeah,
they shouldn't be compared with each other.
No.
But when he said the second part about Usher should be, you know, in the same sentence as Michael Jackson, at first I was like, man, you're crazy. But then I was thinking that was just my bias growing up with Michael.
Yeah.
But if you really think about it, like accomplishments, why couldn't Usher be compared with Mike?
I mean, Usher can be, I think he can be compared with Mike. I mean, he's not, I don't think he, I shouldn't say this, but I don't think he's reached what Michael has reached, like, you know, at that level, right?
And I think I know why. It's because the world is different.
Yeah.
There's more stars now.
Yeah.
So it's harder for stars
to be
as much at the top.
To be crowned.
Like Beyonce is an anomaly, right?
Yeah.
And like a Taylor Swift right now. But it's even those two aren't at the state at the level where people are fainting at your shows and having to be taken out.
Yeah,
where people seeing you on stage just can't handle it because you're above that. I don't think anyone else could ever get there because there's so much competition. When Mike was at that stage, how many, you know, is him, Prince, you know, how much other competition was there for that crown?
Yeah.
So it's like, you know, chasing Mike's crown is something. You're chasing something you can never achieve because it's just too much out there. But I think that he could still be compared in every other type of level, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Like catalog. Like,
yeah, catalog. The longevity. Like Usher is like Usher. I think I said this in another pod. It's like he just popped back up again. Like. Probably like 1 or 2 years ago, and now he's just like he's ready to shoot off again. Like he's ready to like, it's like he got a new engine in his car,
and he popped up and did the Super Bowl.
Yeah, like he's just,
you know what I mean? That's crazy.
Like he got a new engine in his car, and like he's ready to go again. Like he turned back the mileage. That's how Usher feels right now. It's like he turned back the mileage. Now he's got a new move.
Yeah,
And I want to touch on Chris Brown, too, because Chris Brown, Tyrone would probably support me when I say this. I felt like he was on the trajectory to be where Michael was. I get that feel from Chris.
I'll let you go.
I get that feel from Chris because I think he's a better performer than Usher. I don't know, but singing, but just the appeal, his appeal to me is more than Usher. I mean, Usher, I didn't say I grew up with Usher. Like, I was young when Usher first came out with that album. I forget if it was All Black. He's wearing the black. That's when it was.
My Way.
7 o'clock on the dot. I remember my auntie had that album, and that's why I listened to Usher. That's when I first listened to Usher.
I got to tell you something, because you said it, 7 o'clock on the dot. I meant to embarrass her last episode, but I forgot. She didn't want me to say this, but I gotta say it. You know how they say, the meme was saying, if you don't know where Usher was at 7 o'clock on the dot, I can't mess with you.
Yeah.
My girl didn't know that. She said, I don't know nothing about that. Guess what else she said on top of that? She's like, did he say 7 o'clock on the dot in my crop top? I'm like, I was like, what? No. She's in this drop top. She's like, what's that? I was like, it's a convertible.
Oh my God.
Usher ain't wearing crop tops.
Oh man.
That's gonna be crazy.
I can't dig it.
I was like, I just had to bring that up. Put that in the vault with Tyrone's wife thinking that California Love was, they said, California, no doubt about it. California, no doubt about it. It's like, no, it knows how to pack. But yeah, 7 o'clock on the dot, wearing my crop top.
She must have seen that on a meme or something, man.
No. She didn't grow up listening to her music like that. I think she said she didn't start listening to Usher until Confessions.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's a good era for Usher too. His longevity is good. I don't know how much year difference that was from My Way, but that was at the time I think that was him and Chilli was breaking up or whatever, etc. He was going through.
Oh, did you see? Remember Club Shay Shay? They were talking, because I always thought the whole album was just about that too, right?
Yeah.
But he said that Club Shay Shay is like, no, well, some of it is.
Some of it.
But we are a whole group of writers. I didn't write the whole album myself, so we all were going through some stuff. JD was going through some stuff.
I heard JD was heavily involved in that album.
Yeah. He was heavy involved with a lot of Usher stuff. Yeah. Right there. But I just want to see. So My Way came out in 97. His first album was actually 94.
No, really?
Yeah, she didn't believe me. I put it on. It's like 12-year-old Usher. It's crazy.
I don't know anything about that album.
I don't know anything about that album either.
Oh, shit.
But 94. Yeah, My Way is 97.
Yep.
Then 8701 was 2000. Confessions was 2004. So
8701, that was when, that's what You Remind Me is on there?
Yep.
You Remind Me and
You Got It Bad.
Oh, okay.
And You Don't Have to Call.
It's okay, girl.
Yeah.
Man. Usher
gets iconic songs, guys.
He has iconic songs.
Like, yeah.
This goes back to what we're saying. Like he should be in the conversation. He has so much iconic songs and he's been doing it for so long. That's like 97. I was 8. that's
and he has 3 songs with Jay-Z
over the rounds. Oh, jeez. Here we go.
Did you listen to them? I posted
I listened to the Hotty Toddy one.
Hot Toddy.
Hot Toddy, yeah. Yeah.
That's still my jam.
It's okay. I heard that song before. I don't know why I heard it before. I heard it somewhere before.
It used to be on the radio. That's
where
that's
where it was on?
Yeah. It was... It wasn't a hit, but no, it was still up
there. They used to play it.
Yeah.
Okay. I know I heard the song before. It's like, I don't know.
I just love the beat. But, back to Usher. Like, dude is, man, you got to give props to somebody. Chill for a bit, do a residency, do no new music.
I know.
And then just come out, do the Super Bowl, new album.
Wow.
Got married right after the Super Bowl.
He's going on tour.
Yeah, he's just doing it his way.
He's got a new engine, man. Yeah, got a new engine, new
it's like
mileage.
The first time.
Yeah, it's like he's got. It's like I don't know. Yeah, it's a new engine, but he already knows the path, so he's like he knows how to drive already. Mm-hmm. It's just like he got more power.
Yeah, it's like moves. He reminds me of kind of how like Busta Rhymes moves. Like Busta's like he been around forever.
Yeah.
And just out of nowhere sometimes, all of a sudden he'll drop an album and has some hits and he's everywhere. And then he's on like, new songs. He doesn't get the radio play like I know Usher's going to get.
Yeah. Right?
But that's just because they do different types of music.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's cool to see artists from, like, have longevity.
Yeah, and get their new gas.
Because it always goes to the point where people keep on saying, yo, music nowadays, artists nowadays ain't no good. Man, what happened to these people? What blah blah blah, and I'm like, these people still around, man. Y'all just ain't selling them support.
That's true.
That you used to, because the thing is that what happens to these guys is that they come out because at first they're nobodies and they sign a record deal, then they got to do 6 albums, and then they see while they're doing that how fucked up these contracts are.
Yeah.
So then after that, when their contract's up, they ain't going to resign. And then they do stuff on their own. But they don't got the push behind them no more because they're not on the label. But everyone else thinks they disappeared. No, they're just doing it on their own.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? If you find them, like some people with Method Man, he's still doing stuff. You can find stuff with Redman. Got some nice stuff out there. Royce the 5'9". Like almost any rapper you can think of. I think Cypress Hill's even got stuff out there.
So that... That brings up the question. are we really listening to music? Or are we listening to music that we've been pushed in our faces?
That shows how much of a fan you are.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I still, you know, I'm a Wu fan. I find the new Wu stuff.
Right.
I'm a Tech N9ne fan. I find that new stuff. But you've seen that. Remember, even when certain albums aren't getting the push, some albums, when we say we're going to review them, they're right there at the beginning. Other ones, we have to actually search them.
Yeah,
like
we'll find them.
Yeah, the dig for Nicki.
Yeah.
So you could tell what their label position is by how far you have to dig. You know, like you're saying, is it pushed to you?
Yeah.
Or do we have to go dig? Some people don't have the patience to go dig, so they're listening to whatever gets shoveled in their face.
That's true.
You know, some people, that's why you could see some people that we were like, man, why is this, even the song is even whack, but it's getting crazy spins and stuff.
It's getting played.
And we're like, why? It's because the label's making it go out there and it's everywhere.
It's putting it, it's putting it like you just, like we talked before the pod, like how that Beyonce song, because yeah. First, you're like, hey, and now you start singing it because you're hearing it.
True.
And now it just becomes a part of the, oh, I know it.
Yeah. It is in that bag, too. Yeah. But, see, now you got me questioning. Is it good? Because I'm starting to like it. I'm like, dude, is it good or is it just,
man,
in it?
That's the power of it.
It's got a catchy hook. Because you could do any catchy hook. Verses don't even matter.
No.
You get that catchy hook, catchy beat. You can just hum the rest of the song.
Yeah.
There's so many songs where I, like, friggin', I'll go old school. Remember Ski-Lo? I wish I was a little bit.
Yeah, I wish I was a ball.
Who cares what his verses was?
No,
nobody.
Nobody cares.
It was all about the hook. Even for a local guy, Chuck Lear, his song Let's Ride.
Mm.
That was a hit. I don't know. Only one line he ever says anywhere else in one of the verses, All Black Like the Raiders. I don't even know what came before it and what came after it. But I know the hook. And when that beat comes on, I know what it is.
Yeah.
And I know I'll pretend to sing along. You ever do that? Pretend like.
Yeah. Like, yeah. I just like. I do that a lot in the club.
Yeah.
Like, I don't even know this verse, but.
Yeah, but I'll pretend I do. Yeah. I used to do that with Black Eyed Peas stuff.
Just, oh, for
it. Because you're in the club. You're like.
Yeah.
Just wait. Well, shut up. I know that part. But yeah, speaking of Beyonce, she killed it with this new Texas Hold'em. Now, she was smart, eh? She put two country songs out at the same time. And one was almost a line dancing song, and one was a slower song. So she knows something. One of them's going to be out there. So,
yeah, one.
So they might
market, but like this one.
Yeah, yeah.
Like the next one.
And they both hit the charts. And at one point in the country charts, they were number one and number two. And people were mad.
Oh, yeah.
Like, because I think I said last week someone tried to request the Beyonce song, and they got a letter saying that we don't play that. We don't play Beyonce. Now, they claim that they didn't know that it was the country's Beyonce. So, but who didn't know that? It was announced at the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
But, yeah, now she's number one globally.
Just, I'm not surprised, man. I'm not even surprised. I don't know. I always say I shouldn't say this, but this is how I feel. Beyonce is beyond music. Her fan base and her following, they're like they're almost cult like.
Yes.
It's like, it's Beyonce. I'm playing this. I'm listening to this. And Beyonce is, I shouldn't use cult because everybody's always thinking that her and Jay-Z are some kind of Illuminati connection, and they, blah, blah, blah. But
that's crazy.
I think it's just, like for example, like I went with my girl to watch the Renaissance on in theaters, and like how she presents stuff and how she shows the background and the story, and she gives people the real her, so I can see why people like her.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, It normalizes what she's doing. It makes her look it shows the work ethic and et cetera that comes from her. So I can see how people say, oh, she was Beyonce, I'm going to support that.
Yeah.
And like, just to say a lot of good things about her, like, I'm not surprised that she could jump in another genre and it goes up. And she is talented. And then, yeah, like we were saying in the part, like, it's not really that she jumped in a different genre. She kind of grew up
in Houston.
Yeah, she grew up around this Texas.
You know what I mean?
And I think, and then she did mention that in the Renaissance, the documentary, whatever you call it,
yeah,
about the when Destiny's Child was growing up and like how they were seen as country girls.
Oh yeah.
So it's like,
so she planting seeds.
Yeah, like she probably was. She probably was.
Yeah, she's planting seeds.
She probably planting seeds in that whole thing. And then I was right there, like, oh, yeah, country girls. And all,
yeah, yeah, yeah. See, that's planting seeds, especially when you're an R&B artist, planting seeds in all your R&B, yeah, fans' head about country. This, you know what I mean? And then all of a sudden, coming up with the country album, man, that's crazy.
Yeah,
the Illuminati rumors are crazy. The funniest, the craziest thing about that, if there wasn't an Illuminati, we wouldn't even know that they're called Illuminati. If, yeah, that, if they was real, we wouldn't know.
Yeah.
The fact that we have these conspiracies, I think it's just a distraction, right? I just think that the reason why these people get famous and stuff is that they either, one, they put in the hard work, two, someone sees something in them and pushes them, or two, they just learn to play the game.
Yeah.
Like, I looked it up. Ice Spice started, her first song was like in 2021. Mm. That's crazy.
Yeah. Oh, how high she got already.
2021 was her first song.
Yeah.
That she ever did. 2024, she's sitting in a booth in the Super Bowl with Taylor Swift.
She knows what she's doing, man. She knows what she's doing.
She ain't even that good.
She knows what she's doing. Like,
but she knows what she's doing.
And whatever she, like, I think, I forget what her first, Munch was her first song.
And guess what? And she ain't got an album out yet.
No, just singles, bunch of singles. And like, she knew what she was doing for a while, because I was the Rolling Loud. It wasn't last year. It was the year before last year. So what that would be, 2023. Last year was 2023, right? Yeah.
Yes, yes.
So it wasn't last year. It was the year before. Yeah, before. So 2022.
So she would have been out for like a year.
Yeah, so she was out for a year. So she, I missed her performance, but she was one of the guests.
At Rolling Loud.
Performance at Rolling Loud in Toronto.
After a year of work.
So you're telling me, like, she got herself in areas where she was amongst art, like, these Rolling Loud is basically a bunch of big artists, just everybody.
Yeah, yeah, oh yeah.
It was Tory Lanez was there, freaking, not the baby, freaking Roddy Ricch, all these Dave, big artists. She got herself in mingle with that in a year's work, and that probably furthered her jump.
Yeah,
I mean, not saying that specific concert, but just you telling me that means that she got her way through up in there and made herself a guest, like, because Rolling Loud, that's their thing. They say, oh, we got some guest performances, and like, wait for it, right? And they surprise you with somebody.
Yeah. So, her name was big enough to be a special guest.
Yeah, and they made people remember her, because it's like, oh, who was that? Ice Spice, and she gave him Munch, and like.
I didn't even hear Munch.
Yeah. But it was Munch. Yeah, Munch, yeah. Munch was a. You thought I was feeling you? That N-word of Munch. I tried to be clean on that one.
Tried to be clean.
So Phil had to cut me out.
Like, wait, we don't cut it out on this podcast.
Like you did Tyrone in that.
Lee and B.
I don't know what Tyrone said. I can't remember.
You'll never know. It's gone. I deleted it. It's
it edited.
It could
have been me, but.
It's edited.
Yeah, but like, going on and on with Ice Spice, but you're right. Like, people know how to work the game. And I think that she knew how to work the game.
Definitely, in the show.
And she did it. And it was at a point where Drake even was rumored to be trying to talk to her. And then Drake unfriended her. And you see that stuff? I believe that's all rehearsed and put together. Hey, Drake, follow me for a minute and unfollow me. And everybody's going to talk about it. And they're going to keep talking about it, keep talking about it. And then all of a sudden people are going to be like, who's Ice Spice? And they're going to keep following it. Then I drop another song. And it's like a... Not saying that we're all sheep. Some people do see through it. But it works because it.
Your name people keeps, like drama, man.
Yeah, people like this. Oh,
they tune in for the drama, man.
Oh, Frank, really?
Yeah, it's yeah, I agree. But some people try and say online that she's an industry plant because she came out of nowhere, right? And I don't know. People always, what was it? I think I said it before. Anytime, a lot of the times, people succeed in doing something that others didn't.
Yeah.
Those others want to try and diminish
their accomplishments. Their work, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Oh, you only got famous because you did this.
Yeah.
You only did it because
it's always, a little reason or.
Yeah, yeah. Can't be whole, because they worked hard.
Yeah, exactly.
Can't believe. No. It's always, you had to do this.
Exactly.
Nah, man, just because you bum ass couldn't do it, don't get me mad and make excuses why I was able to.
Memphis Bleek said the same thing on Drink Champs.
Oh, he did.
When people tried asking about Jay-Z and Illuminati, he said it's around the same thing what you're saying. Yeah. Say, nah, that ain't no Illuminati, man. That's just hard work.
Yeah,
that is hard work. Like, that's what he said with Jay-Z. That ain't no, that's like hard work. And like, let me go back to Beyonce and the Renaissance thing. That's just to say a point. Like, the stuff that she was doing, and she was part of the production, the dancing, where the lights would hit, all this for her whole tour. I was like, man, do I have enough in me to do this? Can I, like, I put myself in her position. I was like, can I freaking do this? I think she has her work ethic is, like, so far, like, that just compares herself to me. So higher than mine. That, like, she, the meticulous stuff, like, man, can I just sit here and go through all this stuff, the lights hitting this side and light it? She's tweaking every light in the whole show. She says where the dance is coming. She says she wants to, like, she's basically doing the whole thing.
She's a hard worker, man.
And it's like, yo, this is why these people are where they're at.
Yeah, exactly.
They don't take, oh, that's okay. They don't take mediocrity. They not saying that none of us can do that. Like, I'm just saying that I see it.
And the thing is that I find that always the people that complain are the people that can't do that.
Right.
Or wouldn't be willing to do that.
You know what
I mean? It's kind of like the same excuse where in the southern states where they're like, don't want these Mexicans to come in here and take our jobs. The jobs that they ain't even want to do.
They didn't even want. Oh, yeah.
They just complain. People just like to complain.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
The jobs that they don't even want to do.
Because I look at, like, think about, like, Beyonce probably only had time off when she had kids.
And that's the thing, man. It's a different dedication.
Yeah, it's a different dedication. It's like crazy. Imagine to, I don't know, it takes a lot of willpower.
Oh, you can imagine, man.
Oh, yeah.
I think about it. I think about it. I was like, man, sometimes I get tired. And I'm only doing little DJ stuff, like, around town and stuff like that. And I get like, man, Frig, Phil, I can't do those clips, man. I forget, like,
yeah, I know.
You know what I mean? Like, I'd be like, yo, Phil, man, Frig, work and this. I those guys, they probably would be up cutting it up, doing all that. You know what I mean? They probably would have made the extra push, get that done. And I like to follow people like that too. I know I'm going off topic here, but.
Oh, it's all good.
Like, Kevin Hart and other people, like, their work ethic is like, what the hell, man?
And that's why I I get spurts like that.
Yeah,
I'm able to do that. Unfortunately, I'm still at a place where I have a full time job.
Yeah,
that just sucks the energy out. You know how?
Yeah, I know.
Like 9 to 5s just suck your soul.
I know.
Out.
Yeah.
So sometimes I can't. But then sometimes on a weekend I'll edit like 6 videos.
You're fresh.
I just get in the zone.
Yeah.
Like that's why like. Even with those clips I did make after I made that first mistake I was talking to you about, I went through all these other videos and watched them all to go through and be like, okay, this would be right. Had to write down the exact second. I was going through, combing through everything, right? Just sometimes you got to get in the zone.
Yeah.
Because especially when you know that the finished product, like when I posted and you guys were like, yo, that's fire. That's when you're like, cool. That was worth it.
The dedication.
You know, when you see it pay off, that's. Makes it easy to next time
Yeah.
This weekend I'm going to be doing it again because I know that it paid off, especially when the views went up in like 3 hours. We got like almost 800.
People sense quality, man. That's what I feel. People sense when you take effort into things.
Yeah.
I always, like, even when I do weddings, I'm not even just worried about, I'm also worried about how everything looks to the people who it's not their wedding.
Yeah, yeah.
Because those are the people who I'm really doing a lot of this for, the people who it's not their wedding, people who are looking to get married.
Next and time they said, they'll come at you.
They're like, yo, it's the next thing, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And it's like, that's what I'm focusing on too. I'm also focusing on, I shouldn't say, I'm focusing on the bride and groom's day, but I'm also focusing on other people's experience and what they see, like looking at. It just, I feel like that's the tie into what you're saying with the reels and stuff. Like, people can see, oh, this isn't just no regular cut out from the video,
right?
And he threw it up there, you know what I mean? He put like the angles and the words and all, like, it just adds to, like, hey, this looks like,
even though the funny thing is that the AI did the words,
yeah.
So hot toddy said hot turdy,
I see the words he's trying to pick up on, like, what I was saying,
yeah. And I didn't know how to fix it, so I was like, they can hear it,
yeah, yeah.
But you know what, it all comes down to is like, you should have pride in what you do.
Yes.
Like, anytime you put it out there. That's why, like, this one time posted it on Facebook. I got this back when I ate beef. I had a Big Mac, right? Because the bottom was fine.
Mm.
Then the meat layer was here. Then the other bread. And then the top bun. And then the other patty was on top of the top bun. I posted it on Facebook. Like, someone messed. You know what? If I could find that picture, I'm going to look at it. I'll put it on the screen right now. They jacked up my Big Mac. And I looked at it, and I was like, someone's like, maybe it fell. I was like, someone did this on purpose. You can't. Someone just threw it together, right?
And I say, let's do it with eyes closed.
Yeah. And then someone commented, well, they only get paid, blah, 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 blah. You know, they'll just do whatever. I was like, you know what? Even if I was getting paid minimum wage and I'm doing a job, I'm still going to do my best. That's what they're paying me for. If I don't like the job, then I go somewhere else. A lot of people, I don't know, some people think that comes from a place of privilege. Just get another job if you don't like it. But the thing is that you got to.
You have a choice.
Or else it's just sucking you. It's going to suck the life out of you, man.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and the thing to have pride in your work is, even if it's just making burgers, it instills an ethic in yourself. If you can sit there and have pride in making a friggin' Big Mac, then when you get to the point where you're going to make your own videos or you make your own music and stuff, you'll have that same ethic in you to have pride in it and perfect it the way that you want it and not just slap the meat on top of the top bun and put it out there and just throw anything out, because you'll want a certain quality attached to your name.
Right.
You know what I mean?
I know 1,000% what you mean.
Yeah.
Trust me. I you know, when you say that, you just take me back like probably a year or two ago when I was doing Uber Eats.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, I used to do Uber Eats a lot. Like, I used to do Uber Eats a lot. And, like, I always told myself, like, I'm going to do this. Because I want to make money, of course. But yeah. I'm going to do this in a way that, one, I'm not like the other drivers who don't give a frig about people's food and just lay it everywhere and, like, put it in, you know, and don't come up to the door and don't say this and that.
Because I had one guy deliver my pizza.
Yeah.
Didn't hold the box like this. Had it like this under his arm. All the toppers were slid down.
Is he like, I promised myself I wouldn't be that guy. I got like a proper pizza bag. I got like a proper smaller bag. So when I got pizzas, I was nicely slide them in. I could hold like 5 pizzas in this bag. Just slide them in, close it up. Nice. I just make it a point. Like this is at the time where we used to knock on the door, people would come out, to open it when they come out so they could see the steam coming out the bag, right? Oh, yeah. So that was like, and that's why I agree 1,000% with what you're saying, because I used to take pride in like doing that job. And like, I also used to take pride in not being annoying.
Yeah.
Like some of them would be like, hey, I'm here, I'm downstairs. I'm like, I'd just be like, I wouldn't even say nothing. I just try my best to get to the door. Without that, all like, hey, yeah, I'm here, I'm downstairs. I'm like, nice. 1,000 messages,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Because I know I don't want 1,000 messages. I just wanted you to bring the food, man. Yeah, I don't want all this conversation. Anyway, like, that's going back to what you're saying. Like, even though it's that type of job, I still took it as a lot. And this doesn't always happen, but what happened on Uber Eats is that they chose a few people to meet up with a couple of guys who owned the McDonald's around Halifax, and they chose me. They chose me to come for like 2 days, like, and they paid me just to come in there and give my opinion on improvement on pickup. And
probably because you had a good rating and
yeah,
good things to
and
see.
That's what it was. That's what yeah. I'm saying. Yeah. So they chose me to come in, that's sit in front of these McDonald's guys, and they paid us. And it's like, see, it's just like doing this job. Like, I know people look at it as, oh, it's just Uber Eats or whatever, but you do it properly. And like, there's like, it was an incentive for me.
I know. It's like, it's in, that's what everyone should have in anything you're doing. If you,
yeah.
If you hate what you're doing to the point that you're going, like, I'm not in love with my job.
Yeah.
I don't go to and do hate work. When I say hate work, I mean, you know, doing stuff improperly just to get it done. Just
yeah.
Because no, when I, like, I might even do it to the point where people annoy with me, where I find mistakes all the time. And I'm like, no, we got to correct this. Like, I meticulously go through stuff. I triple check stuff. Like, you know,
yeah.
It's not my dream job, but I'm still going to be the best.
Still going to do it the best.
Best at it.
Yeah.
And everyone should do that.
Yeah.
Because then no matter what happens, shoot, when you're like, peace, I'm out, they're like, well, that was, you know.
They got nothing to say.
You got nothing to say except for thank you. They might even try and increase your pay to get you to stay.
I totally agree with this, man.
You know what I mean?
It's all about
good vibes. You should leave good vibes.
Because
on the flip side, you leave. They'd be like, thank God.
Yeah. That guy didn't do anything.
Yeah.
Glad didn't he's care about doing nothing right. Nothing.
Yeah. Yep.
You just whatever. Like, and
even if it's not direct word of mouth, you might not know that you might go up for a job one time and then somebody's like, nah, man, I used to work with that guy.
He don't do shit,
man.
Exactly.
No, him. Whatever. You know what I mean?
Man, you're taking me in a whole, like, you don't even know. That's how I think every day. I feel like a lot of people, like, they want to do, but they don't take the business serious. So people don't respect them in the business world. Mm-hmm. So they want to do, yeah, I want to do this, I want to do that. But they don't take the business aspect that comes with doing this and doing that serious enough for people to be like, I mean, it's like people messaging you and then you decide to answer like a couple of weeks later. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's
just seeing this, man. It's like people ain't taking you seriously.
That's one thing that gets on me. And because I noticed everything. I pay attention a lot.
Yeah.
And the thing is that especially messages like that, like you said, some people take a couple of weeks.
Yeah.
If I hang with you, I know how many times you're looking at your phone.
Right.
So then how come if I message you, it takes 2 weeks?
He's talking with me, guys.
No, I'm not talking about you, guys. You message, like, as soon as your work hours is over, usually
yeah,
answer
yeah,
all the messages.
No, I'm just joking, man. Yeah.
But I know some people that is like that, but then as soon as there's something that they want from you,
yeah,
they there in a minute. They answer real quick. You know what I mean? They'd be like, yo, hey, what's up? What's going on tonight? And I say, I'm just chilling. They answer back before. As soon as you press send, you see the 3 dots. But yet, if I say something, I get 3 weeks before
you
even say anything.
Oh, yeah, I seen this, bro.
Yeah. Like, I don't know who they think they're fooling. You know what I mean?
And that's the thing. That's another thing, man. Jesus Christ. People can see through it.
People can see, so easily.
People can see through you, man.
So easily. And I call and you.
I'd rather be I'd rather be honest too. Like, I try to be honest as hell. I say, man, honestly, I didn't look at the freaking group. I'm just saying, I try to be honest because I know people can see through when you bull, when you BSing, man.
Oh yeah,
is that you can see through the BS, like, man.
Honestly, I have three kids. I got two boys and a daughter.
Yeah,
I can see through BS like it's nothing. Sometimes I'll you know, try and just say a little. Make you think you're getting away with it and see how far you'll go with it.
Right.
And they'd be like, nah, man. Nah. You know what I mean?
I know. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, my oldest son's like that.
Yeah.
I'll text him. He's like, oh, I didn't see it until later. I was like, every time I see you playing music on your phone, you're staring at your phone. You tell me you didn't see a text message pop up for 4 hours. Who are you fooling?
Real, man.
It'd be more respectful if, when you see it, you're like, oh, you know, hey, what's up? I'm busy right now. I'll get back at you in a minute.
Yeah, get back to you. Yeah. Yeah.
That's a lot easier than just ignoring it, pretend you don't see it for a while. And just, yeah.
Yeah.
See, and people would know that I'm meticulous about it, where I, when it comes to text message, answering the phones, I'm not as good with answering the phone, but if it's text message and stuff, unless I'm in a meeting or something or driving.
Yeah.
I'm answering that back within like 10 minutes to half an hour.
Right.
Depending on what I was doing. Like if I'm cooking supper, I'll be like, I'll get back to you. Unless it's, if you send another one and I know it's an emergency, I'll wash my hands and answer it.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. I'm always, my girl's like, man, why are you always checking your phone? Because whenever it vibrates, so I was like, I don't know
what's happening.
That could be, I got three kids out there. I got my mother. You got a sister. Like, it could be anything.
I know. I feel you, man.
It could be anything. Like, oh, hi, how you doing? Or to, yo, I need you to come right now.
I've been there.
You know what I mean?
I've been there. Yeah. I've been there, man. It's just, and that's how I always think, too, man.
Yeah.
I think I mentioned this on this pod, too. Like, I answer those numbers that I don't even know. Because you never know if somebody else trying to reach you from a different line, right?
I think we said it after a pod.
Oh, okay. Before we never record.
It was after pod. Because I said, because Tyrone said he don't answer them.
Yeah.
I say I answer them too. He's like, it could be a bill collector. I was like, it's real easy to hang up on somebody.
Like, it's true.
That's why I'll answer any call.
It's true. Like, I do too. Because you never know, man.
The only thing now is that I try. So if it's something I don't know for a minute, I like let it breathe for a second and say hi. And I kind of tried to disguise my voice ever since I heard the thing that scammers now do that. To try and take your voice
and then use it on somebody else.
Yeah, yeah.
Jeez, man. The world is frigging, man.
I'll still answer it.
Yeah.
But I might sound like Jamaican for a second. Or
yeah, man.
Yeah. With the blood. Blood. I don't know. Do something so that the scammers can't use that. Just for a second. And then I'll hey, what's up? Yeah. Because, yeah, you made a good point. If I got a new phone number,
yeah,
you just say, I guess I got to text you. Yo, this is my number. Answer the damn phone.
Yeah, like, yo.
But, man, you might not do that. Or I lost my phone and I'm picking somebody else's up.
Bad.
It could be anything.
It could be anything. I put my mind says it could be anything. Anything, you could be somewhere, your phone dies, and you need to get from this place, you need to ride, or you need to, you know.
And until the day that there's some invention where you answer the phone and someone can shoot you or shock you through the phone,
yeah.
What do you got to lose by answering it?
Nothing, man.
All you press is that. Just press answer, and then if you don't like it, you press end. I'll even answer them when they call back and be like, I hung up on you for a minute. For a reason, sorry. I hung up on you for a reason. I'm going to do it again. I'm just being polite about it.
Right. Sometimes it be like that. Sometimes it be like that.
Yeah, it's crazy.
We got on a full tangent after, like, saying that Beyonce's an Illuminati.
Oh, shit. I seen this thing. Plies?
Oh, that's the thing you're talking about.
Yeah, man. Someone wrote his name as Piles. And I'm like, That's why I was looking at it and I was like, Piles. Oh, you know, do you know where he gets his name from? I tried to look up what Piles. Yeah, what's
no
Piles?
Idea. I have no idea. I don't, man. Back in those days, I loved Plies. I have no idea what his name means.
That's the thing I like about rappers is finding out where they get their stage name and stuff.
I have no idea why Plies. I was a big Plies fan, man. I'm still I don't know. Last time I played Shawty or freaking Busted Baby or freaking like.
I remember. Yeah, I remember. I remember all those songs actually.
Yeah, yeah. Hypnotized, man.
I won't lie, I haven't played them since moved to streaming.
I haven't.
That's just mixtape days, like downloading and putting on my mixtapes. I got a lot of songs that I didn't move over.
I haven't played Plies in a minute, but I used to be on Plies tip. I don't know what his name means though. I don't know. I don't think I even acquired.
Oh, was he a drug dealer? Maybe it was supplies. Maybe. Supplier. No, now making. I'm asking. I ain't saying he was a drug dealer.
Yeah,
cause I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know, man.
Yeah, I like. I usually like. Oh, what's his name? Redman. I seen something when he was younger where he got his name from.
Really?
Yeah. Apparently, he got slapped. I don't know if it was a girl or he got in a fight, and he got slapped, and his face turned red. And then that's why he was calling him Redman.
Because
he's light-skinned guy, right?
Yeah.
I mean? So, yeah. He's a girl said it, and it just stuck. It's like, I never knew that.
It just be like that, man.
Like, I know all the Wu-Tang guys. I know DMX stands for Dark Man Unknown. I don't know where Jay-Z got his from. Probably from Jazzo. Oh, I'm going to get back to Piles in a minute. But did you hear that song that I posted, the Ludacris featuring Jay-Z and Nas?
No.
I do it for hip-hop. It was supposed to be... It's actually an unreleased song. It's on YouTube. It's in the chat. You check it later.
Maybe I did listen to it.
It's dope. But in it, Jay-Z disses his mentor, Jazzo. Because he's saying, I do it for hip-hop. And he name-drops all these legends and stuff. Then he says, even jazz is bum-ass. I was like, shit. That's your boy. He put you on.
But... But I keep talking about this Memphis Bleek interview on Train Channel, but that's how Bleek says Jay-Z talks to him too.
What?
Just like that, he said like this bum ass and all that stuff.
Oh shit!
Yeah, Bleek was saying that he's trying to get tickets for a Renaissance for his girl because it was his birthday, right? So he said he's trying hardest to avoid going to Jay-Z for him because he know that's how he talks to him. So he couldn't figure it out. Everybody telling him, man, it's check Jay. So he said, Frank. He said, I'll check Jay. And then Jay said, what am I, the ticket guy now? Like, what? If you don't get like basically, like, that's how he talks to his friends. That's he talks to them, like, so not just him, but I guess it wasn't like a diss to him. I guess
I guess that's how he talked. Did he get the tickets?
I don't. You know, they didn't confirm that he got tickets or not. He just said, "What he told
funny
him."
If he said, "I ain't giving you a bum ass no ticket."
Call the ticket guy now.
That's crazy.
I like it, man. I like it. Like,
I never seen that Drink Champs. I seen the Ludacris one. That's how I know about that. The Nas and Jay-Z song. That because
you talked about it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Check the Memphis League one. Like, he talks. They talk a lot about that era.
Yeah, I found he talked about, Luda did. Luda talked about how they squashed the beef with T.I. Was it Pharrell? Working for, no. I forget who it was. Might have been, yeah. They were saying which producers he liked working with. Because he did have that, Throw Your Booze. That was
Southern. Yeah, Southern Hospitality.
And he did, I forgot that he did so many things with Pharrell. And then he started talking about Pharrell, and I went and did this, did a deep dive on Pharrell, and found out that dude been in the game for a long time.
Oh, yeah.
He wrote Teddy Riley's rap verse on freaking Rex and Effects Rump Shaker. All I want to do is zoom, 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 and a boom.
No way.
Yes. He been in it because I knew that Teddy Riley like kind of put him under his wing.
Yeah,
I didn't know he was that far.
Pharrell's OG, man.
He got writing credits because I even looked it up. He got writing credits on Rex and Effects album on that song Rump Shaker, and that was the hit.
Yeah.
So Cuz was getting royalties. He walked in the game with royalties.
It's OG,
man. But yeah, that's what's crazy. Anyways, back to Plies.
Yeah.
I keep wanting to say Piles.
Piles.
Back to Piles.
Piles.
Yeah, he was grilling Donald Trump. I know Tigger don't like Donald Trump.
Yeah.
I don't like talking about him. I like making fun of him because he's crazy. But the shit he's been doing lately towards black people. Because
the sneakers.
That was a newscaster on Fox News said, no, black people are going to love him now. You know, black people love sneakers. I was like,
it's crazy. How are you saying that? It's crazy.
But Donald Trump said, what did he say? He said, the black people relate to me now because I got indicted over nothing. It's like I'm being discriminated against. They know. So, you know, like you guys. And
what he said? Like, I even heard his man. Like,
oh, you guys. And he said that black people, you know, like him more now because he got a mugshot. And got arrested. And he said black people, millions of them, or it's always an exaggeration. You know, exaggeration.
Yeah.
He always says millions. But he says, yeah, they're walking around with my face on their shirts everywhere. And black people love me now that I got indicted. And basically, Piles got on. So he's telling you black people that y'all are on his side now because he's a criminal like y'all.
Yeah.
And you guys are just eating it up.
Yeah.
Because it was... The event was for the Black Conservative Party because it's Black conservatives too, right? Because the Conservative Party isn't
a
racist party.
Yeah.
It's just that the leader that they chose is blatantly racist.
Yeah.
I just like how Plies are just calling them out, man.
Yeah, it's
ugly ass sneakers
too. No, but that's true though. It's like. We're people are following him, and he's blatantly saying these things like in the air, and it's there's no read between the lines.
No,
it's just like this is it.
Last time he ran, it was about women.
Yeah,
tell me how he can say that you can go up to a woman and grab her by the pussy and still win election.
Still win the world, man. It's not like the same anymore.
Like that. Like, there's more women in the world than there are men.
Yeah.
That should have took away... Why would any woman vote for him? And I watched, like... Some of my favorite videos to watch are these guys that, you know, pretend to be conservative news people, but go up and talk to, like, Trump supporters.
Right.
And just the crazy stuff that they say. They equate him to Jesus.
Yep. They're in love with him.
And he does nothing for them. And he blatantly does nothing for them, but they
worship him.
Yeah, man, it's crazy.
I don't know, man. I really don't even know what's going on right now. It's like people intentionally do the opposite of what they think or what they think makes sense. That's how I feel, but to them, maybe it does make sense to them. Maybe this opposite to me.
I don't understand it, people no more.
That's how it looks. it's nothing's. I don't think nothing's taken seriously anymore.
Yeah, I'm gonna show you. I'll put it in the podcast, in our group chat. I want you to watch this video. It's fucking hilarious because it was one of the Tonight Shows or one of Jimmy Fallon, one of them, right? Went up to Trump supporters, and they'd say. There was a quote that Trump said, but they'd say Biden said it, and they'd say, "What do you think about that?" And they'd be like, "Yeah, man, he's old, he's dementia, he got to get out of here, whatever." Yeah, and just dog him. Then they're like, "Oh, sorry, I misread it. It was actually Trump that said that." After that, what do you think? And then they defend it. They'd change their whole thing.
They switch
like,
it up.
Yeah, they switch it up and be like, "Well, you know, he's under a lot of pressure," like, and they just bail him out.
That's crazy.
Same exact words.
That's crazy, man.
Like, it's not it's not even politics no more. It's like worship.
Yeah.
When you can't be objective, like, in politics, even if if you follow a parody, if they do fuck shit that goes against you, you should still call them out. You shouldn't just ride with it because it's your parody.
It's just your parody, yeah.
Because if that's not your, yeah, it's, and also there's, they, people always forget that there's more than two parodies.
Yeah.
It's just there's so many other people on the other side. People are afraid to be, you know, like I'm not on either of those sides.
Yeah.
Either, both of them. But anyways, it's, he's comedy gold, man.
And Trump knows what he's doing, man.
Oh, yeah.
Trump knows what he's doing. Like, he is, and just like what you said, it's not politics anymore. It's a worship.
Yeah.
And he knows he's just got to be most popular right now to get the votes.
Yep.
And that's what his marketing is. He says some outlandish stuff. He moves a certain way. The sneakers, the gimmicks. It's all, like, stuff to do and to be seen and have your name said over and over. It's just, and that's what he's using to get people's heads. Oh, Trump. And then people just go to the ballots and they look at Trump.
Yeah.
And
like you said, they can say different things. Like for instance, he'll go to the, in an area where they're against abortions. So he'll talk bad about abortions. Yeah. Saying how it's terrible and whatever. Then he'll go to an era where they're pro. So then he'll start speaking out. It's all good.
Yeah.
It should be a woman's choice. Like,
he's just trying to get popularity. He's trying to keep popular with anything.
And the thing is, he can contradict himself, but he's never held accountable.
I don't even know what to say, man.
I don't know.
I don't know what's happening in this world.
Well, there's one good thing. The only thing I know that's good about him is at his age, in 10 years, he's going to be dead.
Oh, jeez. Oh, man. I felt that coming out your mouth. I was like,
he's going to be gone.
Oh, my God, man.
But at this point, if he might, he has to pay $500 million in fines. And if he gets, he might be going to jail this year, a lot of people are hoping.
Yeah, it's like, what happened to that case?
Oh, it's still ongoing.
And he's just running for election.
He's white, man. If it was a black case, the case gets done in a month. If you're white, 2 years, you'd be on.
Just prolong it. Yeah. Prolong it.
Put in appeals, try and slow it down. But no, the judges are like said, nope, no more delays. And yeah, it might be happening this next month. No. One of the delays they tried to say is because on the prosecutors, the lead prosecutor is in a relationship with somebody else on the prosecution line. And they said that, but they're like, how's that? It was, they're trying anything, man. Anything. It was crazy. Especially, my favorite line was, with the fraud, what he has to pay. Where they said it's not his job not to lie.
Yeah.
The banks are supposed to make sure.
Yeah. That is crazy.
Rich people are coming up and they're defending them, saying, hey, everyone lies on forms like this. They shouldn't, like, they're just trying because they're afraid that they'll be next.
And that's the thing. And you just reminded me of something else. And, like, that just went quiet, too, when they released the Jeffrey Epstein list of who all went to the island and all that. It's released. Everybody's making a big thing about it.
Yeah.
Then it came out. You see Bill Clinton lean like 100 times, and all the people a lot of people leaned 100 times. A lot of people on there, and that was it. No one said anything else about it.
I forget why they did. I heard something.
Oh, they explained why no one said anything.
Yeah, because apparently it didn't mean that they all went
to the island.
Yeah.
Together,
there was something. Where a lot of the people on there had nothing to do with something. I don't know. We'll have to look it up.
Yeah.
But I think it was a reason like that. That there was more to it.
It wasn't like a direct link.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
I thought it just went quiet. So a lot of names are on there. I think Beyonce's name was on there too.
Yeah, that's what I mean. It's like, there was something on it. I don't want to say because I don't know.
Yeah.
I do remember there was when the other information that came out, they're like, oh, well, then that list don't even mean nothing. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It doesn't mean what it means.
The whole thing, yeah.
Now, unfortunately,
so that makes sense. Then.
Unfortunately, there was no list that had to come out to see the picture of Trump standing right next to him.
Yeah, exactly.
he can't list himself out of that shit. That's crazy, man.
It's I don't know, the money, the power gets you off,
I guess. And that's the thing. What happens? I think we're gonna find out with Trump. What happens when powerful people run out of money?
Because
remember, what's his name? Harvey Weinstein, the
filmmaker guy.
Executive. Yeah. He's in jail now.
Yeah.
And you know, he had mad money. But I think there became a point where there was less money behind him than was going after him, right?
Yeah.
Like, yeah, I don't understand these people.
That's the thing, man. Money and power, like, still to this day.
You know what makes no sense? And this is, Diddy, someone's coming up, some record producer, something, I forget. It was one of the articles that I was going to go over, but I thought we had too many, so I deleted it. But so for some kind of gang, he's getting some more rape charges going against him. And Fitty's clowning him about that, because that's all Fitty. 50 just clowns.
Not the lie, but 50, I don't know, man. 50 is like just, he is no heart for Diddy, man.
Here's one thing I don't understand, man. I don't know. I always thought if you get rich and famous, you get more people want to fuck with you.
Yeah.
But it seems like when these rich and famous people are, why are you rape? Why do you got to do that? Like Mystical went to jail for that shit.
I thought about that too. Like
you got you got girls throwing their panties on stage,
just falling off, and like, you know, that's in front of you, and like it's. I don't know. I don't even want to talk.
I don't know. Are these people so entitled? Maybe is that the thing that they want? If someone's not interested, then that's what they want.
That's what they
because
want.
Because they they're just maybe, sickos, man.
Maybe.
They're sickos.
Maybe that's what it is.
Yeah.
Because, like you're saying, like, you're a superstar. You're freaking P. Diddy.
Yeah.
You could walk anywhere.
Even Bill Cosby in his heyday. Why is he out there dropping these?
It don't add up to me either.
It's crazy.
It don't add up.
Like, look at, you know, on the flip side, you got someone like Joe Budden always talking about he messing with escorts. If Diddy and them guys hired escorts instead of trying to do all this stuff, maybe they wouldn't be in all this trouble. But yeah, I don't get it. Maybe it's they want what they can't have.
Yeah, it's and they want to do things that's they know it's illegal and wrong, and they just that probably gives them the thrill. People always say, you get so much money, you get bored, and like you just the normal.
Oh shit! Even Trump. He just had to pay like $84 million because he raped this girl. Like, I don't get it.
This has crossed my mind. It's like, it doesn't make sense.
It doesn't. Like,
it doesn't add up. It does not. It just.
I don't get it. There's so many other avenues you could take. I don't know.
I think it's just, they just want to do it because they know. It's not in the norm, and they were getting away with it, and yeah. I think that's what it was. I think if I would have a guess, it's just, hey, people always say like when you get a lot of money, man, you're gonna be different.
And yeah, I guess these people, yeah, money changes people. I guess
they say you get a lot of money, you're gonna be different. You're gonna be like, I mean, I do. We don't. I don't know if we talked about this, but I do agree with the aspect of you would have to change your life. Like, if you, like, say you get, say you, you know, Kizzy, you become, like, a P. Diddy, like, level person.
Well, you got to put that guy.
Oh, okay. Like, you come.
You don't want
to
be him.
You come to be, like, a level person.
But anyways, yeah,
You can't go to a Superstore and just be, like, a normal, like, day to go, oh, yeah, I'm going to get some apples from Superstore. You go to Superstore, be like, it's Kizzy.
True that.
I don't know. It's Halifax. Maybe not. but, like.
No, And yeah, and to add to that, you couldn't even go on like a Tinder.
No.
Because if you went on Tinder, it's 2 hours on TMZ it would be like, you know, you're on Tinder.
It's funny you said that, because I just seen an interview with Shaq.
Oh, yeah?
Talking about he tried to go on Tinder or a date nap. He said he stayed on it for an hour. Because he said the girl said, there's no way this could be Shaq. He would never be on this app. And Shaq said it was him. He just deleted that. So whoever that girl is, if they heard that interview, they'd be like, oh, shoot, that was Shaq. Like,
yeah, trying to shoot a shot. You wouldn't even get Shaq trying to holler at you. You said, you ain't Shaq.
But yeah, like,
well, Shaq, you should have just said, well, you don't believe me, I'll send a car over for you right now. But then she, then again, on the flip side, you don't know who's driving. You know, who's I would that, get that car. Like, that's just him. Yeah, I feel you. Yeah, no one would believe that. Actually, you know what? There's one successful story I know, and she's not, like, you might not know who she is. Her name's Deborah Ann Wall or something. I forget. You ever watch True Blood?
No.
Oh, shoot. Did you watch Daredevil? She was in that, too.
Daredevil. I did.
On Netflix. She was the main girl, Karen Page. Became his love interest, the white girl, red hair, tall.
Okay, yeah.
Anyways, she met her current boyfriend on the dating app.
Really?
Yeah.
It's not impossible.
Yeah, it's not impossible to meet stars out there.
It's not impossible.
But yeah. Yeah, you would have to move totally different, man.
I think, and then I could see it, man. Like, you get so much money. And I shouldn't say I could see it. That sounds so bad to go along with this P. Diddy thing.
Yeah.
I don't endorse what Diddy's allegedly been doing. I don't endorse that. But I could see, what I could see is the boredom.
You know what? I just remembered something. Do you remember, you know Jake the Snake from wrestling? He was a wrestler. He used to bring out a snake, whatever.
Okay.
He said, it was some kind of documentary or something where he said that. He would go on the road and he'd be getting so many girls that eventually he couldn't just be with one. He had to get two. And then all of a sudden he couldn't just do two.
The challenge was in
three.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden he had to have five. And then after that, you go home to your wife. You can't, you know.
The
you
challenge
had, like, no interest.
Yeah, the challenge has increased because it was easy.
And it's, you just get bored of this monotonous. That's funny because Tech N9ne has a song where it's a fucked up song.
Oh,
it's trying to be like a the song he says in the chorus, he says, you make me wish I was cheating on you so that I could do you right. And in the song, he says that, you know, I'd be on the road, I ain't getting none, I come home, and then I'm done in like 2 seconds. See, if I was out there creeping, I'd be getting practice, and I'd be able to come home and do you better. I was like, that is the craziest.
Yeah, that's some sick
explanation.
That's some sick stuff, man.
It's a funny song, though. He has a lot of songs, but the lyrics are funny. You're like,
yeah. I don't listen to much Tech N9ne.
Yeah, he's dope. He's dope. He got some recent stuff out. But, shoot, I think that's every, oh, I do want to say, that tragedy that happened at the Drake, after the Drake concert.
Yeah.
Cause they had the video. They showed this car just go, the two girls walking across the street, this car goes zooming, but then they'll cut the video out until it's gone. But yeah, they, mother and daughter.
Jeez.
And they said that he was like, he already zoomed past like multiple red lights before that. They arrested him. He's out on bond. But yeah, went to see Drake concert. And after that, Drake didn't, like, condolences to the families. But Drake hasn't said anything yet. But that is crazy, man.
Yeah.
They, walking across the street on the green light. And that car just, I'm glad the video paused because I didn't want to see them get hit.
I don't want to see that either.
Unfortunately, it was one of those autoplay videos where it was playing. I was like, they're not going to show this. No, they can't.
Yeah.
No. Like, the car goes there, and they're like standing right here, and it stops. And then later it continues, and the car that was over here that was going to go straight, if you see, it got smashed too. It was crazy, man. Sorry. Yeah. I guess... I was going to say, sorry to end this on a high,
a low,
note. I was gonna say a high speed note. That's crazy. But
it's okay.
Man, now I can't get that image out of my head. It's crazy.
I don't even want to see that video. Yeah, man. It's unfortunate. It's really like, I don't know. Was he drunk or something, or he just speeding?
I think he was just speeding. It didn't say he was impaired. No, he didn't. I read the charges, and it didn't say impaired driving. Just speeding.
People that don't disregard. I mean, there's people just. Why, man? Why?
Yeah, like look, two people lost their lives because for nothing.
Yeah.
Because you couldn't wait at a red light?
Yeah. It had to have been more people out there, too. Like, they just speeding for no reason.
Yeah,
it was after the concert, right? So I think more people be walking.
Yeah, it just showed those two.
Oh, okay.
Maybe, you know, they were going a different way.
Oh, okay, okay.
They were from Chicago.
Oh, okay.
I believe it said. So they, it was in St. Louis. So they were, like, had a whole trip. Man, that's crazy. Yeah, rest in peace to them. Condolences to the family. And yeah, I think that's all we got for today. The only other thing I was going to mention was that Benzino thing, but running out of time.
Benzino,
did you see him on Drink Champs?
Yeah, I seen that clip when he was.
Oh, you only seen the clip?
Yeah, the whole thing is like that.
It's all over the place.
Oh, jeez.
And now he went on another podcast and is talking shit about Eminem again, saying he hates Eminem. Eminem can't rap. After just crying.
This busted up crying.
That's why I can't even take him serious now.
Like, no.
Like, it's
no,
just.
No, he's. I mean, I don't know his life. I shouldn't say he is. I don't know his life. I only got a whiff more of Benzino when, because Carter raised his daughter, right?
Yeah.
That's when I said, oh, they're going to bring up Benzino again. And he talks with, I guess she doesn't like him. He's like,
they probably have their beefs.
Yeah.
But the thing is, I can't respect them anymore because it wasn't even a crime. I was still on respect. Okay, got it out. But now to flip again.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I'm done.
Got a lot of hate in his heart, man.
I know. And he's directing it at one person.
Yeah, it's a lot of hate there.
He said he, yeah. Anyways. I'm not even going to cover it on this no more. I'm done with you. Sorry, Benzino.
Benzino.
You had your chance. I, you know, I felt for you when you broke down. But then you go on the next podcast and you act all hurt again and you go against everything you said while you were breaking down. Yeah, I can't respect that. No respect for him. And that's it for this episode. Yeah. That's, shoot. Did we even mention why Tig ain't here?
We beefing.
Nah, he out sick.
Yeah, he's sick, man. He's out sick. No, we didn't mention why he was ever real.
Yeah, I don't know if we did.
No, we don't. No, we
okay,
did.
Well, now you know. He's out sick. My bad. Meant to say it at the beginning. But we'll see him. He'll be here next week with us. I'm John Kizzy. You know who is he? A.K.A. Philly G, because they know who I be. And I'm here with DJ Latant.
I'm back.
And we'll catch you next week. Peace.